technique?
Yes. No one's a wall like this to make do them.
Was there a swagger about his walk?
There was, his shoulders were high, his head was high. He had an erect form. His toes tended to point out diagonal. I didn't say that now. But you could hear that walk. He had a certain stride.
So you knew he was coming?
We knew he was coming.
Was there a certain fear regarding his arrival?
Sure, there was a certain fear. Is he after me? What did I do? Did he find out what I did? Parents did the same thing. Parents expected this of him. He was a disciplinarian. Mr. Holmes was the same.
So it wasn't as though things were easy beforehand and he put this.
Oh, no, no. All principals had the same. Philosophy.
So the parents wanted that discipline? Is that
I think true? They did. I think they did. I think they did. Set them to school to learn. And I think that they wanted that. The majority of the parents, I can't speak for everyone. Some parents were very angry with him. Since my parents weren't not, or at least I never heard them say they were, I can't speak for parents that were disappointed, angry, disgusted with Mr. McDougal.
What would make them angry and disgusted with him?
Well, he would expel people. They had to stay away from school, or he would give them punishment the parents didn't agree with, I'm sure. They didn't agree with everything. Even, you know, some parents get angry with the way you may speak to their child. So I'm thinking the same thing probably happened during this time. I mean, we weren't all cut from the same cloth. Even though we were all black, there was difference in the homes. There was difference in their philosophy, their belief. So I'm sure not all parents appreciated his disciplinary way. I can't remember my parents saying anything for or against him. But if he called our home, we received another punishment. My brother, they would play basketball at the school in the afternoon. And I can remember my brother running back. So excited he finished his chores and going back over there to play basketball. And I don't know. I'm thinking that this was this guy's pickup game, but there had to be an adult there. There was barbed wire around two sections to beautify the grass. And it was dusted off, and my brother ran into that barbed wire and cut his leg. Now, why am I bringing this up with Mr. McDougal and just, I don't know. I never heard them say anything about him during this tough time. You know, to have your child cut up in barbed wire. And you'd have to talk to him about it. Did my parents blame Mr. McDougal? Who put the barbed wire there? We could see it during the day. But during the night, the child running would forget. Oh, because we were so close to the school. And there were so many activities there. I can't imagine when you're running back at night that you would say, oops, I need to go this way. There's barbed wire. Dog. But there was also something else about Miss Pope that was outstanding. kept a home in Raleigh. She moved here in Chapel Hill. But during the summer, she had home ec classes where she talked to adults free and some of the students all about sewing. We would go back to the school, you know, to the home ec room, and she had set up 7x10 sewing machines. You'd bring your own, or she would have them there, and we would learn how to sew. They did a lot of turning collars at that time. You know, when the neck of a man's shirt would get frayed because he wore it every Sunday, the women would sit there, take out those tiny stitches, and turn those collars over, and it looked like a brand new shirt. So our teachers provided services to the community after school, during the summer.
Were those the school sewing machines that she used?
Some were, and some parents, some adults brought their own sewing machine. Yes.
And the school, this was not a course sponsored by the school. The school let her use the facilities?
She was able to use the facilities. I don't remember paying anything. Of course, I was only a student, and she would come pick up students that were going to help her that day. And take them with her, and we would stay there, and she would drive us back home. We would have a little lunch at school. So I don't know, you know.
Were there other things like that where the school was used to help the community? It was not necessarily part of the school curriculum, like the PTA or sports?
That's the only thing I was involved in.
Did they have a vice principal or an assistant principal at the school?
No, but if Mr. McDougall was out, you would know who to go to. Or the teachers would know, you know, who to go to. I don't remember personally being a vice principal. I tell you, my memory is soon to be over 50 years when I graduated.
Did you have any counselors? Today they have counselors at the school.
No.
Did you have a truant officer?
Can I have a truant officer? Well, I've never truant. I guess Ms. McGee served in that capacity. I'll call and find out what was happening.
You mentioned rulers. Did he walk around with a
no.
ruler in his hand?
No.
No.
2 o'clock. Excuse me, I have to
answer. Sure. That was your Joe Clark you were talking about. Okay.
Yes. And I'm sure it was that Joe was trying to think of him. But Joe Clark was principal that hired up north.
Oh, I did
he
see
walked
that.
Around with the bull.
I saw right. that picture, yes. That was, who was the star?
Lean on Me.
Lean on Me.
Yes.
That's great.
See, Joe Clark came from that same pattern. I would be the principals, some of the principals a long time when I was in Lincoln. I think he was along that same cloth.
Are there other things that you would like to share or that you remember about the school that have special meaning to you, Tom?
I would have to get my scrapbook. I think I mentioned the majority of things that are special. Basketball.
I wanted to ask you one other thing. I don't want to end this on a bad note, but I just wondered, were there fights in the school?
Yes.
There were fights.
There were fights.
Were they common?
I would call them common. Meet me after school. The majority of the fights were between it was between students were about something that was simple. Talking about my boyfriend and my girlfriend, or saying, talking about my mama, you know. Misunderstanding. I don't ever remember seeing a pitch fight. They had them, but I don't remember seeing them. Just standing in a circle and pushing each other. But I think I was wise enough to run home.
What about weapons? Did people bring knives or
I never heard
guns?
Of, I never heard of anyone bringing a knife or gun. A whip or stick.
Did everybody wear shoes to school?
I can remember the teachers, some classrooms had cloak rooms. Well, you would hang your clothes, and they would put extra supplies at the back of the classroom. The courthouse, you had it set up, it would be to the side or to the back. But usually the cloak rooms were in the back. The teacher would take you back there for punishment also. She would take you back there and give you two or three things on the head. The whole class would hear it. But there was a box back there that had clothes. And she might take a student back there at the end of the day and give them a piece of clothing or a pair of shoes. They may have come to school with shoes that were, that had holes in the bottom. So I can remember a time or two favorite shoes that I had put cardboard in the bottom. Didn't want to throw them away. So I'm sure that there were students that teachers assisted with clothing, shoes included. I don't think that's a bad note. I think that's a good note because it lets me remember that our teachers were sympathetic, understanding, outspoken.
Let's end it there.
Okay.
Unless you want to say something more. anything you want to say, you have an open mic here.
Well, I wish I could. Coming back, it sounds like it was a wonderful time. I remember the rainy day schedule. It would rain so bad until the buses would have to leave because the roads were impassable.
Muddy,
water standing, unpaved. The buses would leave early. And then after the buses would leave, we would get to walk home. I liked rainy day schedules. My mother was at home at that time, so we could always walk home. I also went home for lunch every day. We went home for lunch every day.
From Lincoln or from Northside?
From, well, Lincoln was at Northside.
But
you
know,
when Lincoln moved from the Northside location to Mary Mill Road,
right.
I had two sisters under me. I don't know what they did for lunch. But the time that we were, I can't even remember. I ate in the cafeteria when I went to Lincoln, so I'm thinking that they did also. One thing about the cafeteria under the direction of Miss Pope, you could always get something to eat. She would feed you. If you did not have money, you could work. You know. You would go to her and say, I'm hungry. And she would fix her, get a sandwich for you. And I'm thinking that to pay my lunch money, I'm sure that I worked in the cafeteria. And if you worked, you received your lunch. That's probably how I'd like to days at Lincoln on Merritt River.
That the name change occurred from Orange County Training to Lincoln, was that 1949?
I did go back and look at my brother's photo, and he graduated in 1949, and it did say Lincoln High School. I don't know if the diplomas were changed, but that was the first year that they had a graduation name from Lincoln High School and not Orange County Training School. There's some people still here in that class. They could give you more insight.
Well, you've given me tremendous insight. I feel that I have a real good flavor for the school and what it was like there. Thank you very much, Paul. I really appreciate it.